大概是这样。
All right. In the call, this meeting to order. It's a special planning commission hearing and meeting. It's currently November 18th, 2025 at 6 p.m. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Lee Bramish here.
Bradley Farr here.
Dan Harsh here.
Stuart Writing here.
Garth Hood and Kel Hershey couldn't make it, so Dan Harsh is stepping in as the alternate. Do you guys have any conflicts of interest to disclose?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
All right. Then before we do the hearing, I'll let the mayor present on this in case in answers any questions or in case people want to change their public comments.
We did this in a way so we could do the presentation to council and planning commission all in one go, so I don't have to do it again in our meeting. So that's kind of why we scheduled meetings at the same time.
I'm trying to be efficient.
Trying to be efficient. Yep. All right. Okay. So this is the Jepson Canyon project. Most people know about it. It's been around for a while. Location is south of the highway across from the Chevron gas station, if you're not familiar with it. It's 312 acres total. The zone change was approved many, many years ago by previous administrations. As you guys know, once the zone change is done, there's no going back. The development agreement was also signed off many years ago by previous administrations. So we have a current development agreement in place. We have zone changes in place, and we are going back and trying to modify the DA. And that's where we're at right now. As you guys know, once the zone change has taken place and there's a DA in place, normally there's nothing the town can do to stop the project or the growth. This situation, we're a little lucky that it's working out with both parties. So I want to hit on a few highlights from the original current DA that we have in place right now. I feel it was not a good DA as far as the town was concerned. I think it did not do justice for the town. And some of the things it had on there was an 18-hole golf course, a helipad, some tourist attractions like a cultural center, learning center, 250-seat planetarium, tram going up the mountain, world's largest bronze stagecoach statue up on the hill, all tourist attractions to bring in lots of tourism, probably too much tourism than we could possibly handle here in our small little town. It had a 180-room multi-story lodge hotel. It had high-density quarter-acre lots. It had around 550 doors or RDUs, residential dwelling units. The entire project would utilize the town's existing aquifer wells and water infrastructure, which we now know with the aquifer study that our aquifer is tapped out. So I don't know where that water would have came from. So I've renegotiated a new and revised DA that will replace this existing DA and everything I just mentioned. The town attorney's reviewed this. I've worked with Jepson. The town attorney made some legal corrections, and he's approved the new DA. So now it comes up to Planning Commission for recommendation and then to council for approval. So here is the new DA, and I'm not going to go through all of it. You guys all got a copy of it. A lot of it's just legal mumbo jumbo that the attorneys do. Town attorney did that. But I do want to hit on some of the pluses that I think is better for the town. It's still 312 acre total. We went down from the 550 doors down to 226 doors, lots, RDUs, whatever you want to call them. So under half of what we were before. 169 of those lots will now be half acre minimum. They were quarter acre minimum lots, so we've got them up to half acre. The half acre lots will be zoned as RE1, which I think allows more freedoms and animals to keep the rural feel, the rural vibe of the town. So I think that's a big plus. 57 of the lots will be 1 acre minimum. Most of them are 2 acre lots. So that's 57 of those 226 lots. The new average lot size is 2 acres. So we're averaging 2 acre lot sizes. There's a 2.5 acre public park open to everyone. 23 acres along the highway that will be zoned for commercial for future. Maybe like a cafe, a small market, hardware store, et cetera. Obviously that doesn't come until the houses are there. You got to have a need for this stuff. So that's just down the road. So Last, we have a new water agreement in place. We approved that at the last town council meeting, but I will hit a few highlights on that. This project will not be allowed to utilize the town's existing aquifer, wells, tanks, or water infrastructure. The town's aquifer and water is protected. They will have to drill their own wells at a remote location utilizing a different aquifer or water source. So that, again, they won't be touching the town's aquifer. They'll install their own water tank, all the water pipes, and all the water infrastructure at their expense. And once that's all done, all the water additions are complete, it will all be dedicated and owned by the town. So once they put in, drill the wells, put the tank in, put the pipes in, everything's set up, that gets dedicated to the town. The town now owns it, maintains it, and bills for the water. So far better, I think, than we were on the original DA. It works better for the town. It's going to work better for the developer. But my main concern, obviously, is for the town. So I think just with the reducing the RDU's doors from 550 down to 226 is a feat in itself, and I think is great for the town. There's no way we could handle that kind of growth. So even 226 is more than anybody wants, but it's far better than the 550. So, yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, is there anything that precludes them from starting the commercial first?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing like that other than it would be kind of silly business to put in stuff that's going to fail. There's just no need for
it. Well, there's not a lot of commercial along here, so I didn't know.
Nothing stopping them. So it's just 23 acres that's reserved. It's along the highway fork, the commercials, right when you pull in.
And then the other question is what's the process of doing the water? They're going to develop it. They're going to have their own tanks, their own wells, and then it's going to get inspected. And then how long before, after the inspections, would the town take it over?
Once the town satisfied with everything. No, once the town's satisfied with everything, it meets all the requirements, state guidelines. It's not just an easy process. The State Division of Drinking Water comes in. They inspect it. They go through everything. It's a whole process. Their engineers are involved. It's not just like, oh, you guys build this and Apple Valley says, okay, we'll take it. No, no, it's a whole process.
Yeah, I'd like to see some time there to make sure everything's going to work properly.
Absolutely. I mean, and they'll put in their water system when they do phase one. This will be, I don't know what their plans are. My guess is this is a 10-year project. From the time they start building, you're going to do it in phases. So the water will be installed before phase one. Obviously, you can't have any lots. So by the time it'll be in place for like 10 years before.
Okay.
Thanks. It should be up and running. Yep.
I appreciate your work.
No problem.
The timeline on the project? Or
none at all. The current developers, the Jepson guys, have a buyer who is potentially going to buy it with this new DA. Okay. We'll see what happens. That's their business. But he supposedly likes the DA. I mean, the DA is just an agreement. He still has to come in and get preliminary plat and approvals. I mean, that's a two-year process.
Could probably be a little more aggressive than the old one.
They could be. Yep. I have no idea what their thoughts are. I mean, I have my thoughts that Apple Valley is not ready for any of this yet. And if you start building it, you're not going to sell the lots. It's just not quite there yet. I think you got 5 years, my guess. I think once Oculta Roca starts going and starts bringing a little bit more up here, but I'm not obviously an investor developer anymore. So that's just my opinion. But even if they came in right away, signed this, bought it, came in, I mean, you got 2 years of engineering, preliminary plats, all that kind of stuff. And then it has to go to councils and approvals. And there's a lot of stuff that has to happen still. So it's nothing that's going to happen tomorrow. Okay. I mean, we might start working on it, but you're not seeing anything happen for years.
Any specific place they're going to be drilling the wells or anything like that?
Just not in our aquifer, which we have the actual aquifer study. Instead of the preliminary, we'll have something in writing. What I've told them is this is what they know too, is that it's everything east of Main Street should be on a separate aquifer. So as long as they don't go into the town's aquifer, if there's a spot they can hit it closer, all that, it'll be a mutually agreed upon spot by us and the developer. But as long as it's not in the town's aquifer, that's my main concern. Okay. Anything else? I can do council questions later, but I want to make sure you guys get your questions answered.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Then I'll just move into the hearing. I'm going to open up the hearing on item number one, ordinance O-2025-41, approving the amended and restated master development agreement for Jepson Canyon. Does anyone in the room want to make any comments or anyone online?
Can I just make one?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate everything said, Mayor. RDUs in the development, you guys have it in front of you. I want to make sure for the public record it's 227 RDUs running to use it. So just want to clarify.
I want to say if they double check. I think they're counting the park as one of the lots.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. That's what we've got in the
agreement. So it's 226 or 227, but I seen that too and I went, this isn't adding up. When I added everything up, it's 226. And I'm like, where is this missing lot? It has the park as a lot. Oh, so I think the park. Yeah. So I think the park is the 227th lot. But either way, it's 226 or 227. Yeah, whatever's on the plat. You guys have the plat in the development agreement. It was there. Kind of hard to see.
What was your name?
Kent Olson.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sounds good. Does anyone else have any comments they want to make? Anyone online? All right. I'm going to close the hearing on item number one, ordinance O-2025-41, approving the amended and restated master development agreement for Jefferson Canyon. And we'll move into discussion and possible action on item two, ordinance O-2025-41, approving the amended and restated master development agreement for Jefferson Canyon. The mayor already went over all this, but if you guys have any more questions or comments that we want to discuss or any more questions for the mayor, then we can.
Oh, I'm good.
How's everyone feel about it? All right, then I'll make a motion. I make a motion that we recommend approval on ordinance O-2025-41, approving the amended and restated master development agreement for Jefferson Canyon.
Second.
Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. That's it. Anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.